T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's fun so far for Michigan football is the fact that they are 4-0.
Yes.
1-0 in the Big Ten, and are going to Iowa for a game that, when the season began, everybody said this is going to be the first real test. Maryland was somewhat of a test.
For different for certain, sides
for,
of the ball.
For different reasons, yes. Yep. But we thought this was going to be a night game. Everybody anticipated, but maybe because Iowa's pathetic offense kind of took the lure away. And let's be honest, as Rico always says, it's about the Michigan brand. He's right. Fox, they have the first choice of all these, you know, games. They and their big game is the noon game, and they want Michigan. And they got Michigan last week. They have Michigan this week. They have Michigan next week. And then after the bye, they get Michigan against Penn State probably.
That will be announced on Monday, I believe.
Yes.
We assume it'll be Michigan, yes. And, you know, for anybody that wants to, you know, say it's unfair, it's simple ratings.
Yes. That's right. Michigan moves the needle, right or wrong.
I'm curious as to what – I mean, we had talked about this in Michigan State-Michigan game. It looked like it was going to be a night game.
Right. I still think it will be.
You still think it will be?
Mm-hmm.
State has a ridiculous schedule coming up.
I know, but you know, maybe it'll be a Big Ten Network night game.
Oh boy! yes, it is possible.
And so we'll see what happens. I hope it's not a night game, but you never know. Now, so we've seen Michigan play 4 games, three with all due respect, JV games,
yes,
and one game against a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team. Yes. And Maryland, I think their program's getting better, especially offensively.
They had 4 homecoming games, and the only one that was a legitimate homecoming game was Maryland.
Right, exactly. It was a homecoming game.
Yes.
And they looked pretty good, not great. And I just wonder, you know, as we head into Iowa, a team, as Jim Harbaugh talked about, and he's right, has a great defense.
Yeah.
And they've always had a really good defense. The cornerbacks and safeties that have come out of that school, we know all about them. It's like cornerback U, if you want to think about it. After watching the Maryland game, I think Michigan's good. I certainly don't think they're great. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. It is a different team, obviously. And I would not be stunned if they are, you know, have a loss, or dare I say two, before the Ohio State game. And that's just,
yes, it is certainly possible.
Yes.
If you look at, and if you start drawing comparisons, last year coming out of the fourth game, which happened to be the Rutgers game.
Right.
I don't think any of us would have sat here and said, they're going to be Big Ten champs.
No, not at all.
And they got, obviously, much better. Lessons learned. They improved throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. And can they have that same improvement? Sure. And I think they can actually have more improvement than they had last year. Doesn't mean it ends up in a Big Ten championship.
Well, the baseline, I think, is a little, or the bar, whatever word you want to use, is a little lower than it was last year. So last year they improved from a certain level. This year, I think they're below that. So if they improve, will they get, especially
defensively,
and getting to the quarterback?
Well, okay, so their ceiling is higher offensively because of what J.J. McCarthy provides. Now, what we saw on Saturday was a young quarterback learning to make some decisions. Mm-hmm. And one of the decisions I think I would like to see him be better at is when there's no one open to throw the ball to, pick up some yardage on the ground.
Or throw the ball away.
Or throw it away. But he scrambled around. There was one first down he picked up where, you know, if they did the Patrick Mahomes, how far did he run?
Yeah.
I think he ran about 120 yards just to pick up nine.
Wasn't quite Kyler Murray, but yes.
No, it wasn't. But just the moment where he says, okay, nothing open, I'm going to escape the pocket and pick up 4 or 5 yards. I'm going to escape the pocket and pick up a first down. Mm-hmm. That's where I think, you know, he needs to show improvement. There were a number of times where he had receivers that were open downfield and he overthrew them. Three specific times. If he connects on one or two of those, I think the outcome or the perception of that game is completely different.
True. Look, yes, he will hopefully improve, and we expect him to improve. And I find it alarming that people, oh my God, JJ was awful.
He wasn't awful.
He wasn't awful. He was fine. People should not expect him to just come in and like be a star right away. I don't think that's what he is right now. He might be eventually, but not right now. All right, 248-539-9797. For Michigan fans, what's your confidence level heading into a tough game and maybe even for the rest of the season? Do you think this will turn out as good or, you know, at least as good heading into the Ohio State game? Because right now they look like just a completely different animal.
Yes.
We're talking about college football, Michigan. What are your expectations heading into Iowa? Not just with the game, because it's going to be a tough game. If they can win, look, I know Iowa's offense stinks. Okay, that's granted. But their defense is really good, and if they could go in there and somehow come out with, you know, I know they're favored by 10.5. Just win that game. I don't care by how much.
Right. What's the over-under? Because that'll tell me if they're favored by 10.5.
42 or 42.5.
Okay. And so here, last week was the big test for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the secondary, I think the secondary passed that test. In terms of the front seven and getting after the quarterback, not so much.
No,
they didn't. They were unable. They at the end were able to put pressure on either quarterback because Talia was out in the very last drive. But that was simply because the ears were pinned back, and it was straight pass rush at that point because, you know, Maryland was down 2 scores.
Right.
So I don't really put that in the, you know, you were able to provide a consistent pass rush throughout the course of the game category. Secondary, I thought, played well. Offensively, this is going to be the test this week. We'll find out a lot more about, you know, the effectiveness of, you know, and can Blake Corum continue to have the performances that he's had so far?
Right. Will Donovan Edwards play? That'll be...
That would be a huge addition to this offense.
Correct.
J.J. McCarthy, in regards to playing against a defense that is going to be able to disguise coverages, they'll have a number of different pass blitzes, run blitzes. He's going to have to identify those. So it'll be a big test for this offense.
Let me ask you a question. You talked about the defensive line really didn't do much on Saturday. I thought the offensive line, even though Corum got a lot of yards, but a lot of that was, you know, he moved outside on his own, the two big runs. I thought the offensive line was kind of disappointing.
Well, the offensive line is allowing more penetration in the run game than they did last year.
And people thought this offensive line was even going to be better than last year's, which won the Joe Moore Award,
yeah,
correct?
And in the end, they could be, because they're a more athletic and talented line. Olu Uluwatimi, their transfer center, is a better athlete at center than they've had. Trent A. Jones is a better athlete at right tackle than they've had. Mm-hmm. The other components are the same. They're just... Olu has been everything that he's been built to
right,
be.
Right, he's good.
He's been terrific. Trent A. just is a young player, inexperienced, and is, by the end of the year, if he's more consistent, then I believe this offensive line will be better than last year's offensive line. It's just not there yet.
All right, here's some ticket texts on Michigan, and we'll get to Michigan State shortly. They didn't run any RPO plays for JJ, too worried about him getting hurt. He could have pulled many times for big plays. Vanilla as hell. No Henning reverses. No screen plays. Missed a field goal and backup running back fumble going to score again. Zero worries about offense. Okay. You're right about the RPO stuff, but that's on JJ too. Sometimes those plays are called and it's his option. That's why it's called a run-pass option.
Yeah.
And where I sit, which is in the end zone, so you can see where there are holes and there are times I say, run the ball yourself, you know? How about the second down play where he keeps dropping back and fumbles the ball and loses about 15 yards on the drive? Moody missed the kick.
Right. See, I was frustrated on that one.
Yes.
And that, again, young player, because the play that I mentioned just a few minutes ago where he's running 120 yards to pick up nine, mm-hmm. he gets away with it.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he thinks, well, I did it once, I can do it again.
Right. It's Iowa this time, too.
Well, and it's one thing to do it at the 40-yard line, on the opposite 40-yard line. It's another thing to do it when you're in field goal range, and now all of a sudden you make that field goal going from, and we know all about field goals. We'll talk about it in about, 20 minutes. It's another thing to do it when it's a 30-yard field goal, and now all of a sudden you make it a 45-yard field goal.
My confidence going in the Iowa game is 10. Goal is to score over 10 points. My confidence level right now is at 7. They did some good things, but that pass rush is concerning.
Yeah, I agree.
I believe the same thing was said about Ohio State last year. Put them on the field and let's play. I feel as if Michigan will lose at least one game before the Ohio State game, which will put more emphasis on that game for us. Go Blue, Dave in the D. And by the way, he only put it as Ohio. I added the state because you know how I feel about that. Crap. Last I checked, a win is a win. You do not have to blow an opponent to be good. Why does the media expect blowouts and then says the team sucks if they don't? That's a great point.
Well, I think one thing is, how good is Maryland? We still don't quite know that yet.
No.
And I think the same holds for Minnesota, by the way. Like, they could be really good.
Well, Maryland has always been that tease where they play against Syracuse early in the season or Howard, yes. and they put up 70 points and then they hit the Big Ten play,
right.
And they're just, meh.
Yeah.
This year, I think, with the talent that offensively, they're better.
Mm-hmm. They're Indiana.
That's right.
Are they having their 2020 Indiana, though? We don't know yet.
No.
Remains to be seen. I look at their schedule. It's pretty favorable for them to get, if they are legitimate, to a really nice record late in the year when they play Penn State and Ohio State.
Right.
How much, John, does last year's Big Ten championship game play into this? Because Michigan did humiliate Iowa.
I don't know that it really plays a whole lot. So, yes, the final score looks like a humiliation, but I don't – at the game, I never felt like Michigan was running up the score.
No. Had anyone noticed Roman Wilson's inability to adapt to the incoming pass? There's been a couple times this year where he doesn't attempt to go get the ball. If it's not put in his hands, he isn't catching it. That's from Eric and St. Clair Shores.
I thought that on the long pass that was overthrown to him, but – I mean, you can only run as fast as you can run.
True.
There could have been a different adjustment getting out of his brain.
Everybody talks about how great this wide receiver room is.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really good, solid receivers. I don't think there's any, like, superstar, though. Do you?
No, we've had some performances like Andrell Anthony last year against Michigan State where you think, okay, that he could be a superstar. He's got the potential, but you've got to see it week in and week out. And Ronnie Bell, I don't know that he has the potential to be a superstar. He's got the potential to be a really solid receiver. And then you've got some, you know, to steal a term from Jim Harbaugh, you've got some Swiss Army knives like an A.J. Henning. You see him on reverses. You see him lined up in the backfield. You see wide receiver screens. Same with Roman Wilson, wide receiver screens. I think the freshman, Marion Walker.
Clemens.
Yeah. I think some of those guys can be superstars. They just have to be more consistent.
And look, I understand that tight end is a position of depth. And, you know, Schoonmaker's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
If Eric All is out for the season, which is the scuttlebutt among the message boards that are usually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That is a big loss because he could do everything.
He could do everything, and you'll have to look to some other guys to fill, you know, two or three players to replace one. They've got the talent there. Colson Loveland, I think, is going to be a terrific player. Max Bredesen, we've seen him. I think he's terrific. in terms of catching the ball, and had a great block on the second touchdown by Blake Corum. So it was, I think, but to your point, Eric All did all those in one player.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.